Tanya for the 12th day of Cheshvan, in Igeres HaKedesh, on page 290, the number at the bottom of the page is 564. This is Simon Chav Zayin, the 27th letter, and it's addressed to Masha Kosav, Liyeshri Eretz HaKedesh, Tibon Avitikainen, B'mheira B'yameinu Amin. In the corrections, in the list of corrections, it is pointed out that this letter was in fact written not to Jews of Israel, but to Jews outside of Israel. So it's written to a Hasidic community, Lenachamon bekiflayim letushia, to console them doubly, al ptiras harav hagon hamefursam, over the passing of the great sage, Isha Likim, the godly man, Kodesh, the holy man, Ner Yisroel, the light of Israel, Amud Ha'ir, pillar of light, Patish HaChazak, the mighty hammer, Moharar Menachem Mendel Nishmasei Eden. This is a letter that the Alter Rebbe wrote to Hasidim, consoling them for the passing of the Menachem Mendel Haredoker, in which he tells the Chassidim that what they received from the Rebbe, both spiritually and physically, they continue to receive even after the passing of the Tzaddik, as the letter explains. Ahuvai achai v'reyai asher kenafshi. My beloved, my brothers and friends, who are as dear to me as my soul. Hashem aleihem yichyu. God is over them. May they live chayim ad ha'olam, a life that is everlasting, v'tzeehem itam, and with their children along with them, zera emes bruchei Hashem. Children that are a blessing of God, they are a blessing of God, me'ata ad ha'olam, from now and forever. Achad drishas shleimam, after inquiring for their welfare, as is appropriate and becoming for those who love God's name, I come to speak to the heart that is oppressed, who are groaning and choking on over their grief, and to console them with a double consolation, Asher Shoma Ozni, which my ears have heard, the Tovin Lo, and had understood it, based on my Marazal, the Shavak Chayim L'chol Chay, that when a person passes away, the Gemara describes it as having left life for the living. And the meaning behind that expression is, Ki tzadik be'emunosei yichye, ubiyiras Hashem l'chayim. Because the tzadik lives by his faith, and it is the fear of God that is his life. That is life. Ubirishvei eish shel heves ahavosei, and it is the flaming love for God that is more precious to him mechayim than life itself. L'chol be'in chaye ruchei, or nishmosei, with the full measure of his spirit or his neshama, kol yemei cholde, all the days of his existence. So the tzaddik lives by his faith, by his fear of God, and by his love of God. V'yihi b'haleis Hashem ruchei v'neshmosei, a love. And it happens, when God raises the neshama of the tzaddik back to himself, when the tzaddik passes away, Yesef v'yale b'ilui achad ilui adreim hamailis, and he is drawn into heaven, into godliness, and he rises from level to level to the height of all levels. Shovak chaye ruchei, he leaves behind the life of his ruach, of his neshama, which is pu'ulosei asher ovad bo lifnim b'yisrael, the work that he did, the efforts that he made while on earth, and that was to be mashpia, of his neshama, of those things that are precious to him, his faith, his fear of God, and his love of God, which is pu'ulas tzaddik l'chayim, the work of the tzaddik, or the effect of the tzaddik, is that it gives life to others, it enlivens others, then he leaves all of this life l'chol chai, he nefesh kol chai, he leaves it to those who are alive. And alive means alive in Torah and mitzvahs, hakshura b'nafshei, those who are devoted to him, to his nefesh, to his soul, b'chavle aveses av rabba v'avas elam, with thick cords of great love and eternal love, bal timet lo netzach, which will never be discontinued or interrupted. So the statement, shovak chayim l'chol chay, doesn't mean that he forfeits life, leaving it for those who are still alive. It means that he leaves life, gives life, to all those who are alive, just as he did while he was here on earth, alive in the physical sense. Asher mi ha'isha chafetz chayim, the person who seeks life, true life, l'dovka ba'ashem chayim, by cleaving to God, who is life, ba'avedosei, tidbak nafshei, he should cleave to the aveda of the tzaddik. He should be devoted to the things that the tzaddik was devoted to. V'haisa tzrura b'tzrer ha'chayim es Hashem b'chayei ruach ha'peinu. And then we will be wrapped up in the source of life, es Hashem, the source of life, which is God, b'chayei ruach ha'peinu, through the life of the one who was the life, or the breath of our life, the tzaddik. Asher amarnu b'tzilei nichya b'goyim, asher shavak lanu b'chol echad v'yechad. This level of life that we receive from the tzaddik enables us to live b'goyim, in his shade, in his shadow. We can live b'goyim, in other words, overcome all the distractions and the difficulties of the non-Jewish world, asher shavak lanu b'chol echad v'yechad, and this ability he leaves for each one of us, kefi b'chinas hiskashrusei, based on the level of attachment and devotion that each person had to the tzaddik, to the Rebbe, be'emes, in truth, the ahavosei ahavas emes, and his love for the tzaddik was a true love, hatahira, which is pure of any ulterior motives, mikerev ish v'lev omek, from the depths of the heart, ki kamayim haponim, because as water reflects the face, so does a person reflect back the love that is shown. So if our love for the tzaddik brings a return love from the tzaddik to us, the ruach, aisi ruach, v'amshich ruach, and the spirit of our love for the tzaddik causes the tzaddik's love, and it brings a greater love, a higher love, down to us. V'ruchei medes b'kirbeinu mamosh, and his influence, his neshama, is within us literally, kibirei se yelodav, because when he sees his children, and all students are called children, Maisi Yodov Bekirbei, whose influence, the tzaddik's influence, the working of his hands, is within them, within him, within the student, Yagdishu Shmei Yizbarech. They sanctify God's name, Asher Yizgadol V'Yizkadesh, which should be glorified and sanctified, Kasha Neilech, and this is, he sees us sanctifying God's name when we go b'derech yishaza, in the true and straight path, asher heizanu, which he instructed us, midrachov, which are of his ways, we follow in his example, v'neilcha b'ircheisov, and we go in his paths, netzach selovod, forever and ever. In the Hayyim Yom for the 12th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that one of the Alter Rebbe's early teachings, which at that time was called Avot, because it was so short, it was called a statement. The Rebbe said, Shema Yisrael, not hear, O Israel, but a Jew hears, a Jew senses, that Hashem Elokeinu, that God is our strength. Our strength comes not from nature, but it comes from God. And Hashem Echad, and then he understands and senses that God is one.